Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. What? What is this guy talking about?
Hey, I know I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Unfortunately, dog, I don't think either one. Unless you're Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos, you're not that sharp.
Yeah, with that Doge investment, ain't that smart in the that sharpest tool in the shed.
No. You got fucked on the Doge.
We'll see what it does in the future. Thank you guys for tuning in. We got another episode of the Cave Dwellers for you guys. You guys are all stars out there.
Hey, we may not be the sharpest tools in the shed, but at least we're all stars.
So yeah. Yeah, not the sharpest one in the fucking knife box, but we're definitely going places. We're all stars.
All that glitters is gold. Damn, you just
I thought he said all businesses are gold now. They're open.
You just did that Robert Plant reference.
Oh yeah.
Interesting.
Shit. Damn, can you believe we're already approaching 100 already?
It's pretty unbelievable. We've been doing this for, what, 2 years now?
Going on three? Yeah, going on three. For the YouTubers, thank you guys for tuning in. This is another episode of the Cave Dwellers for you guys. Thank you. Where's the clapping when we need them?
It's happening in the strip club.
Oh, shit.
That's the only kind of clapping I'm interested in.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long... When was the last time you've been to a strip club since you brought that up?
With you for your birthday about like 3-4 years ago, I think.
Nah.
Yeah.
I didn't go to a strip club for my birthday that close. You're probably thinking when David took us?
Yeah.
That was my wedding... Was it bachelor party?
Divorce party?
Yeah, divorce party, bachelor party.
Oh, whatever,
party.
Dog. Damn. You think I'm Father Time over here, cuh?
Damn. Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but yeah, strip clubs, not unless you're a horny motherfucker, it really doesn't do anything for me but make me more horny.
And you pay to be horny.
Yeah, and you pay to be horny and get blue balls.
But I think they fuck. We just have to pay.
Yeah, more money.
Okay, you think about it. I know you're practically a married man, but if you think about it, it's just like taking a chick out. Like, you pay for drinks, you gotta pay for the dinner, you pay for the Uber.
It almost
equals out to the same shit. I mean, I'm not trying to be that guy and, you know, put that out there like that, but in realistic terms, you are paying for puss.
Yeah.
You're paying for the poon.
Especially if you go to Korean barbecue, that shit went up.
Okay, dude. Nobody's gonna be fucking after eating Korean barbecue.
Oh, I know, but
if
you're talking a Korean barbecue date, that's a good for two right there. A good 100 plus easily without drinks.
Dog, I'm just tell you like this. The type of chicks that are out there now that want to go out and, you know, have a good time, they probably would be down for Korean barbecue. But it's just like, hey, if she throws up while she's doming you down, braining you up, like, you don't want fucking brown sauce all over your shit, bro.
Have you ever fucked after a Korean barbecue? Is that like from reference?
So. I don't think so.
No?
I'm just like...
I'm too full.
You're too full to be fucking.
I got like that meat coma and all that shit.
Exactly. Sorry this podcast started out this way, but...
Yeah. Well, you brought up the porn, so I was like, yeah, fuck it. Let me go down that rabbit hole real quick. But fucking... anything else going on out there?
Well, I really don't like to talk about it no more, and I probably will get shit or flagged for YouTube.
For COVID or what?
Yes and no, because I seen that, a couple things I come across. And please, people, I know sometimes informative, always offensive, I get it. But there is an article that came out, and again, I didn't research this, but apparently there's a certain percentage of people who get, I'm not sure if I'm saying this correctly or if you heard of it, tinnitus?
Yeah. I kind of heard about it, but it sounds like familiar.
It's like, it's kind of deadly. Not deadly, but it sucks for example, musicians, because obviously you have to use your ears, but it's that type of, like, you get that high-pitched ringing.
Yeah.
Because you've been...
Swimmers get it, don't they?
I have no idea. Oh. This is all I know is that you get it from being exposed to, like, loud noises or, you know, volumes of things for extended periods of time.
Is that what the Bon Scott has, or his just ears are just almost death or so sensitive?
Probably has that because he's losing his hearing. Imagine playing at stadiums at 11 all every night, and then for a couple hours, and then on top of that you got rehearsals and, you know, recording. Mm-hmm. So your ears, you know, they're getting a lot of works. Your eardrums are getting a beating in all that work they're doing. So they were saying that the one of the shots, I think it was either Pfizer or Moderna, or could be the J&J, was causing people to get this. And I seen some other fucked up ass ones, and it's crazy because, of course, you're never going to see this in the news, but there is a, I don't know the percentage, but man, I seen some of the side effects that hits people like in the wrong way. They could barely walk. They're like, their motor skills are all fucked up. Like they could barely eat. They could barely hold a fork.
Kind of like the MS. Like they get lack of mobility and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So you know someone who got it or what?
No, I just seen videos online and I think about it and it's like, yeah, they want to push this narrative and say, yeah, it's okay for pregnant women to get it or, you know, whatever, if you're nursing and, you know, and somebody put a side by side, like a pregnant woman getting the shot, and then they compared it side by side from like an ad from the 50s saying, yeah, smoking, it's good.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And pregnant women, like they showed
pregnant
women in ads fucking. I mean, they're cartoons, like drawing or 2D drawings, but it's a trip when you see that, like back in the day compared to how it is now. It's just a different levels, I guess to say.
Yeah. I had we heard that story with a neighbor, the variant going around, and yeah, she says what's crazy about this variant, it's like attacking the liver. I'm like, dude, but then again, our neighbor, she works for a cancer hospital, and so yeah, all of them are going through chemo, low immune systems and whatnot, and the crazy thing is all of them are fully vaxxed, but yeah,
it's easy to see, I think, why they got sick, because yeah. I mean,
they're beating down, their body's beating down. But yeah, she said it wasn't that bad, but going off of like getting the vaccination and going towards that herd immunity, but the homie Big Pete from the that one podcast that we did, the Tesla Duo, I was talking to his wife and she was telling me that his work is kind of giving him a hard time, and you know, were you there when they did the survey, the email where we got it at your old company, where they're like, oh, how do you feel about the shot, did you get it, can you send proof?
Oh no, I don't know.
Oh, you weren't there. So yeah, anyways, they sent out a employee email to everyone and basically stating like, hey, how do you feel about the vaccination? Have you gotten it? Blah blah. If you have, send proof, please. And so we can see how far, I don't even know how far, but I guess stop wearing masks at work. But yeah, anyways, that's our situation. I already know the food that isn't.
Is there people at work right now not wearing a mask?
I think I'm the only one with my dick sticking out of the mask. It's so fucking hot at work that I just have my nose sticking out of the mask.
Is it mandatory for work to
in close workspaces where you have to deal with people face to face? Yeah, they do got us by the balls on that one.
That is a thing right now.
Same thing for store clerk employees. Apparently, liquor store employees. This is what's stupid. Literally, when we get 2 weeks after that, what is it, June 15th, where we became fully open, you don't have to wear a mask inside if you're fully vaxxed, we get a letter at the liquor store from the lottery department saying that if you get caught selling lottery tickets without a mask, you'll lose your sales license to sell lottery. Okay, why now all of a sudden? Like, a year and a half past the pandemic, we're getting out of it, apparently.
Yeah, because masks were mandatory. So they're basically saying you need to continue wearing a mask to sell.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was going to go with it. But it's stupid. It's like, whatever. I just thought it was dumb. But yeah, well, we just still have to wear masks. But anyways, Big Pete Dog over here at work, they did the same thing with him. And they're telling him, I guess he said like, no, I'm just going to wait it out, give it to the people that need it. Same reason for me. Hey, I'm healthy. I haven't gotten it yet. If I did, I did. Good.
But you did get the shot.
No, I know, but I'm talking about Pete.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So apparently Big Pete Dog hasn't gotten it because he hasn't really did the research, study it and whatnot. He's still on the fence. But the whole work email, like, people obviously, I guess, know that he's the one that hasn't gotten it.
He's the only one?
Yeah, I don't know. I heard a story where he was out at a company barbecue and he was just getting weird vibes and whatnot. And he literally got all pissed off to the point that I was like, I'll go sit in the front and eat my food in the front yard if you want me to. Mm-hmm. But he even got to the point that his boss was bribing him, like, dude, I'll give you 2 front row tickets to go see the Giants. Just go get vaccinated and I'll give you guys tickets to go see the Giants. And it's just coming to that point that just, like, they're bribing you to get this shot. But then again,
they were kind of doing that here too, where like, hey, you're gonna get put in the lottery to win a few millions.
Oh yeah, that too. But don't fuck with Krispy Kreme, because Krispy Kreme is bomb. But yeah, there was incentives. Look at how we were talking about the last podcast, how West Virginia was giving out guns, hunting licenses, because people are on the fence. But someone offered me, I did it for Ticketmaster. Then you hit me up saying that the boy fucking has some black market fucking
vax cards.
Yeah, fake vax cards. I'm like, damn, got fucking banned.
Sorry, mijo.
But yeah, it's crazy out there. But yeah, other than that, fucking what's crazy too, I was thinking about, did you see that flying car? Or do you think like transportation will change? Because we already had transportation changing with Elon Musk, with the whole, what was it, the ship? I don't know what you would call it, where you can go around the world in less than an hour, where basically you go into orbit and then you can land anywhere. Ring a bell?
No,
no. Anyways, I brought up this video. Let's go ahead and look it up. So this is them test driving it.
It's a roadster body with a tail.
Well, apparently it has a BMW engine in it. But the crazy thing is like, do you think this will change transportation?
No.
Or people are just going to get drunk and crash into each other?
As it is, we can't even drive on the ground, let alone in the air.
But remember, when was it, like the 60s, where they had that car boat that you can literally go into the water and fucking...
Oh, I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, so... Fucking things are changing right there. Would you go into that test drive right there?
I mean, it seems cool. Like, fuck, I'll be a little nervous. Like, damn, how's this bitch gonna stay in the air? But, I mean, it looks like it's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool. But what was more interesting to me is that they actually sent Richard Branson.
That's what I was gonna bring up. Because I was looking up that, and then this came upon me. I was like, dude, things are changing. Everyone's just like...
I think that's the next evolution. Like, it's flying car shit. It's a cool idea, but... I mean, what? Now there's going to be cars all over. So you look up, there's fucking cars. They're not going to allow that shit.
Yeah.
But with the whole thing about the space, like, if you're a billionaire, basically they could shoot you into orbit, check some shit out, and then you're come right back down.
Yeah, because now we're going to have... We obviously have Elon. Now Richard, fucking, what's his name? Richard Branson?
Branson.
Now he's in there. And then apparently we got...
well, he already beat Bezos.
Bezos, yeah, wanting to go in. So
Bezos can't get his shit off the ground for some reason.
Oh, no?
No, I don't think... I don't know too much about it because obviously...
He has his own, like...
Yeah, he has his own rocket company. But I'm just saying, I guess Musk gets more publicity because their rockets are able to
land back,
ascend, and then it does whatever the curve, and then it lands back on the pad. Mm-hmm. And they already proven it multiple times in the recycles. Ocean. Yeah, and so they recycle it. So they actually got the deal from NASA to build stuff for them.
So Bezos is more just like the old traditional, just like dump shit out.
I don't know what he's doing, to be honest. I know that they do tests, but they were the first, SpaceX was the first one to do the reusable rocket to be able to land, where I think, I don't know, they blew up a couple times, but it worked out for them. So
do you know Jeff Bezos' company or no?
Amazon?
No, I know the space company though.
Oh no, Blue Falcon, I have no fucking idea.
Alright, hey, so fucking what's going on with the pin game with you? Fucking any pins going on? A lot of shows are going on.
I seen a couple, to be honest. I don't know too much. Like, I haven't really been following it.
The homie wants to call in, so
this fool never invites me and shit.
Let's go ahead and see what's up with him.
Is this Twinkle Toes? Is that you, dog?
Hello.
What's cracking, dog?
What's up, dog?
What's up? Are we live? Is the red light on?
Oh, yeah. Red light is on. The stars are shimmering.
We got red light fever, dog.
Yeah, we're ready to walk down that red carpet.
What's up, boys? What's going on? Don't cut me off.
So what's going
on?
I'm
gonna cut you off anytime I want.
So what's going on with you, dog? You're really working at Whole Foods now, or what? No more pins?
I'm working at Whole Foods. No more gay steel mill for me. Not that there's anything wrong with that. The gay steel mill just wasn't the place for me. I kept on bending over, and everybody was all like, woohoo!
Yeah.
Hey, dog.
It's kind of hot for a gay steel mill right now, fucking with these temperatures.
Hey, bro, every time we talk to you, you're always a new job. What's going on?
Dude, I'm a fucking floater, bro. I'm like...
Are you a scab?
If I'm not happy somewhere... If I'm a scab, you said?
Yeah. Are you just taking other... You took our jobs. Is that you?
Nah, bro. That's not... It's not me, bro. If I'm not happy somewhere, I fucking pick up my shit and I bounce, bro.
Not afraid to make changes.
That's how I roll.
I feel you. I feel I've been known to quit a job and also get fired.
Yeah, like Joe likes to say, he's like, no promises, promises, promises.
No, the difference is I'm actually, you know, looking for new work by choice, not because I got fucking fired. Okay. But there was that one time.
Yeah, that's what they all say. Anyways, what's up, dog?
Dude, I'm just fucking hustling. Got some fucking new Pokemon pins.
Oof.
Making fucking more pins for people. And then, like I told you, I'm at Whole Foods now.
Hey.
So I got all that fruit. I got that fruit connection.
I have to ask you, how come I didn't get invited to the show on the 31st at Brujeria?
Yeah, I was telling Joe, I was like, hey, what's up with this pin game?
Excuse me. Every time, let's fucking get it out there. Every
let's get,
time
put I it out there.
Tell Joe.
He says no.
Every time I fucking tell Joe, hey, brother. Hey, I'd like to come out. I'd like for you to come out to an event. Oh, I can't do it, dude. I got a penis enlargement appointment that day. Like, it's always something with them.
It happens.
Sounds familiar. Hey, this guy's a playboy. You have to leave him alone. He got his holes in different area codes.
Now he's all like, oh, I didn't get invited. No, but I feel what you're saying. That shit happens to me all the time, but fuck it.
Well, anyways, I'm going to announce you guys to Han Cholo to the YouTube listeners, because we are on YouTube right now, or we are going to be on YouTube because we are recording this. So on the phone, we have the most famous number one rated face painter
in
Los Angeles. Are you?
Yeah. I'm still number one.
Damn.
Right now, I'm still number one face painter in Los Angeles.
I'm going to look you up right now, bro.
Anyways. Well,
what's your name on there?
So
what's your name on
we
there?
We have on the phone.
On Cholo's face painting.
There you go. I'm going to go ahead and show us a couple pins to the camera so they can see. There, you got one of those
dude,
right
I,
there.
I, now that you guys are like, your format is visual on YouTube, I need to go down and do like some makeup or something crazy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, hey, it actually shows sure, your number two, bro.
What?
Nah.
Karen?
Look at it. I don't believe
it. What does that say?
Oh, yeah.
What does that say right there?
Yeah, 40
this
reviews.
This is a problem that happens all the time. You have to put best face painter or else it won't fucking come up.
Oh, yeah? Okay, let's go. Best face painter.
Why can't I just
guarantee
put face
you,
painting?
Because I'm fucking claiming to be the fucking best, dick. You have to fucking put best face painting.
You have to put that in the title?
You have to put that in the title or else it won't come out. And then it has to be in Los
Angeles. Are you sure?
There's a lot of specific criteria for this.
Sir, let me throw this in there. Are you sure you're not the best facialist? How about that?
Facialist?
I'm the face of facial getter.
Facialist?
No, what? Facelifting? No facelift.
All right, so I'm looking you up right now. Best face painter. And if you're not number one, bro, you owe us some money.
Okay, but like I said, you have to be looking in. You have to... All the parameters have to be fucking in there. You have to be looking in Los Angeles, and it has to be, you know, best face painting or best face painter.
Honestly, bro, you're not even top 10 right now.
Damn.
You know what? I feel like you're just mad because I didn't invite you to the show now, that you're just sabotaging me. You're gonna tell all my clients that I'm fucking the number two, that I'm just a shit. I'm not the shit, but I'm just the shit.
I looked the best face painter. And it says "Ooh la la" face painting.
I think someone's paying their way in.
I think I'm gonna have to go down there to the cave, deep in the cave, and fucking get all this shit sorted. I gotta get my torch lit, and then I gotta go down in the cave.
So what's going on with you, dog? Well, how many shows that? A lot of shows are popping up now. You got the pin? Was it the Pins and Expo?
Patches and Pins Expo.
Yeah, Patches and Pins.
I take back everything nice I ever said about that shit.
No?
Hey, I thought
I don't
it was,
know. I just,
is that
I
still
too,
the cool thing
cool,
to do?
Happen, bro.
Is it still the cool thing to do?
I don't know, bro. Fucking, it's like the hype thing to do. There definitely draws a crowd, but I'm just not going to give my money to an institution that doesn't want to fucking, you know.
Is that the one
you got to take care of the little guy. You know, dude, what I mean?
Honestly, every time that I heard about an event thrown by them, there's people that are all happy because they make money. And then there's people who are all pissed off because they didn't get no table or space or some shit. Like, it's happened to me where I got the one and only one that I did. I got put in a real shitty spot. And I was like, damn, this is whack.
Do you get to pick the spot prior to paying, or is it just kind of...
It's first come, first serve.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Damn, that's...
At least you didn't get burned, Joe. At least you didn't get burned, and fucking people were demanding refunds, and people wasn't giving refunds, and then, like, little bullshit, dude. But it all adds up, and fucking fuck that. That's why I'm doing the events again, and more events, because I'm just going to do my event with fucking my homies. Hey, Joe, you can fucking come.
No, I was gonna ask you, why don't we just team up and start curating our own events? We don't need to pay anybody.
What's stopping us? Why don't we?
Joe doesn't work anymore. He has plenty of time. He's retired.
This much and more tonight at 8 on 60 Minutes.
I like it.
Hey, no, tell Chris Hansen to stay home though. But
why don't you have a seat here? Why don't you have a seat? Would you like a cookie?
Yeah, I saw your email. So there really is a promoter for these pins, shows and whatnot?
Yes, there's called an organizer.
It's called an event organizer. It's not really the greatest, if you ask me.
Uh-huh.
I mean, but fuck it. A lot of people are going to say now that, talking shit. Like, nah, whatever. A lot of people have serious grievances.
Let me ask you this. What happened to you?
I didn't get fucking shouted out. I didn't get fucking, like, just because, like, I don't know, my fucking canopy was all shitty. Like, see, I didn't get no fucking picture of my booth and, like, oh, fucking check out Han Solo. You know what I mean? And then
no
fucking
homie
I told
love.
Him specific. No homie love. He just fucking took the money and, like, whatever. But I fucking told him specifically, here, I'm fucking dropping this new merch. I got these new designs. Specifically, like, what to share. Uh-huh. And he fucking, like, he just found whatever random thing from my page that wasn't even mine and posted that.
Dude.
So for that, another little bullshit, dude. Call me petty, whatever, but I'm just going to fucking do me, bro.
Yeah. So this shit happened recently or a while ago?
No, this is, like, recent. Remember, like, I was so fucking invested and, like, oh, yeah, fucking.
Hey, didn't we tell him last time? We're like, hey, what's up with this guy? And you're like, bro, a lot of people talk shit about him, but I back him up. What the fuck? I remember that now that you say that. That's fucked up.
So how hard is it to promote a show? Like, you have to find the place to actually do it?
It takes a village? It takes a village, bro. I'm sorry, I'm fucking getting my chicken sandwich on right now. You know how fucking those fried chicken sandwiches are all hype right now, so I'm getting my chicken sandwich on.
From Wendy's.
But it's fucking hard, dude. It's hard because it's all out of pocket. Okay. And then why do people even want to go to your show? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you got to fucking have entertainment. You gotta have fucking Joe's fucking vintage poison right there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to do like a little like vendor fair, different stuff. Like at this event, there's gonna be this small business that they deal in CMOS.
CMOS.
And it has like CMOS. Have you ever heard of CMOS and its health benefits?
No, hell no. And maybe Joe.
I heard it makes you go poop poop. Real good.
I'm not sure, but it's supposedly it's like super beneficial. Anyways, that's like one of the vendors. So I'm trying to keep it cool, trying to keep it like, you know, something for everyone. And it's like, I just try to have like fun with my friends at the events, with the vendors. And like, that's why I'll like invest in like crypto. the balloon. I'm investing in crypto, fucking Dogecoin to the moon, bro.
I'm sorry, like, brother. We haven't even left the ground. We crash landed.
I'm going to go pop a squat. Keep talking to Joe.
Damn.
You know how I do it.
Fucking damn.
Sorry anyway, to cut you off, man. Yeah,
hands.
Sorry.
Make sure he washes his hands when he fucking gets back. Yeah.
Han Solo said, make sure you wash your hands, you dirty monkey.
Dirty fucking non-sanitizer using guy.
So what else is new, bro? I feel like we don't talk enough.
We don't. Everybody's fucking busy doing their own thing. Everybody's fucking out trying to save the world. Like, I'm in between fucking jobs when I'm not working at the gay steel mill. I was at the fucking country club, and now I'm at fucking Whole Foods.
So, besides the pin shows and the new job, what else is going on in the world of Han Solo?
The world of Cholo is a very stressful one. It's fucking.
But why are you stressed
out? I got my. Because my fucking little dog child. I don't have a baby. I don't have a kid or anything.
Well, it's not that hard.
It's just as much pressure. It's just as much pressure and responsibility. Nah, it's just like little things, you know? Like, honest, truth be told, my fucking girl.
Your wife's giving you shit.
Yeah. My wifey is giving me wifey. Nah. You know, she's worried that I fucking didn't want to be working no more. And she's like, feels that I'm pressure, like I'm putting all this pressure on her. But, you know, I'm like, I'm out there fucking hustling. I'm out there fucking trying to do my thing, trying to fucking sell those things, trying to make that dollar, you know? So,
oh, yeah.
There's no lack of hustle. It's just.
Homie,
it's just life, bro.
Say no more. I'm gonna hook you up with I'm growing a big ass batch of some fucking good ass American weed, and I'm gonna hook you up, bro. I'm gonna let you smoke your problems away. But yeah, I know how it is. It's tough out there.
Life, bro. Like, hopefully, fucking. I don't know. Like, I think everybody needs to get vaccinated so that the fucking Delta doesn't fucking affect us, so we don't have to go into another lockdown, bro.
Yeah, that's cool. What good is a lockdown or not a lockdown if we got people twitching in the streets? Come on, dog.
Fuck yeah. I don't live to live,
homie. Hey, I've been saying it. I've been raw-dogging life. I'm doing okay.
Dig, I've been raw-dogging Aaron fucking this whole COVID. No mask. Yeah. Have you? Let me ask you this: have you gone into like any big chain store, maskless?
Not really, because it's like I'm vaccinated, but
why are you still wearing a mask then?
I'm still wearing it for the sake of like wearing it, because we're not really like, we still gotta wear it, and like even though you're vaccinated, it's still like, I feel like more respectful, and like you're still protecting others, you know. Because I can carry that shit.
Yeah.
I don't live to live. I can still carry that shit. And, you know, I could give it to somebody. But it's like the odds, the chances are less if I'm wearing a mask.
But that's their dumbass fault that they haven't gotten the vaccine yet.
That's their fault.
Yeah, you're saying like, oh, I'm protecting the people that are weak and that haven't gotten the vaccine.
At the end of the day, it's a choice.
Because I'm trying to be a Captain Save.
You're Captain Save-A-Hole.
Captain Save-A-Hole.
Fuck.
Captain Save-A-Hole. I'm sorry. That's what I try to help everyone.
Angelo,
be a nice guy.
You're a good guy. I believe that.
Nah, I'm a dick. But only because like the fangs and the fucking what's that shit? The claws.
The best dick around,
out, bro.
Yeah,
that's what you are. That's what you are on Yelp. That's what you are on Yelp. The best dick in town, number one.
Number two.
Yeah, number two.
It's not fucking girth. Nah, it's width. Lady. Anyways,
hey, well, yeah, bro. Hey, honestly,
when can I go down?
So call our secretary, set up a date.
Hey, the Revenge of the Foo was one of the best, highest rated episodes, just to let you know.
Yeah,
one of the original.
Oh,
yes.
Oh yeah.
Do you think we just make stats?
Yeah, people want to hear you talk shit about other people.
I want to start like saying how it is, bro. Like, I can't like be filtered. I can't worry about
say how it is.
We got some shitty pins out there, bro. We got some shitty pins that need to be fucking brought to light.
Hey, sir.
Like we say, sometimes offensive, always informative. So
yeah,
you're gonna get the best of both worlds.
So am I invited to the show, dog?
You're invited to the show.
When's the next one?
The next one is at the end of the month. Today's the date, July 31st.
We're
from 2 to 10. At Brujeria Brewery in
Pico.
Brujeria Brewery. See what they did there?
Yeah. That honestly, when Joe was telling me about that spot, I was like, damn, that's a sick ass fucking name. It's almost as sick as my future company that I'm gonna make. It's gonna be called Cream, and it's gonna be a bikini coffee shop. And what Cream stands for is coffee rules everything around me. Cream.
I thought you were going into the plastic industry and making dildos.
Oh no, that's my secondary.
Oh, the secondary, because I heard that was the latest in dildonics, right?
Yeah. But I
need to invest in that.
So when is it? The end of this month exactly?
End of this month. It's a Saturday. Save the day, guys. Put it on your calendar.
Oh, it's going to be on YouTube.
July 31st. July 31st. July 31st.
July 31st. The Balloonisher is going to be there. He's going to be twisting up a storm.
Oh,
he's going to be twisted.
I'll be there. It's going to be lit.
It's going to be titty twisted. You know what,
guys? It's going to be lit. Literally. I'm going to set the place on fire. No, just kidding.
Yeah, yeah. No, but so end of the month. So we got the Balloonisher. Who else?
We got fucking Deck of Pins. We got fucking Geographic. We have a lot of artists, mixed media artists, fucking designers. We got thrifters. Ooh. We have a lot of women, businesses owned by women that are going to be there doing their thing. So it's going to be cool, dude. And we're going to have arcades. We're going to have a DJ. And it should be lit. There's going to be a taco vendor because you need tacos.
Ooh. I love that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and what time? So you said 2 to what?
2 to 10.
2 to 10. Maybe yeah, 11. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's all day. Like, how can you expect people to make their money within a fucking 4-hour, 5-hour time gap? You need to do a you need to do it right. You need to fucking get the right people, do the right things, and you'll fucking hopefully have a good turnout.
And are you running this one or what?
I'm doing this one. I think I have collaboration with some other vendors because, like I was telling you, it's like
money.
If everybody works together, like we can fucking accomplish anything. So they're helping me out with DJs and the arcade booth, but it's basically, you know, my fucking Events by Cholo or whatever, the Art Pins and Brews.
Yeah, yeah.
We're calling it.
So
I'm excited.
What do you call it? Oh, what was I gonna say? Fuck, I
forgot. You're losing your mind. You have Newsheimers.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting old, dog. Fuck, I forgot what I was gonna ask you. Oh well.
Has my hair begun to recede? The answer is yes.
So we got you at Whole Foods, and then we got you at this pin event. When's the next one? Any other ones coming up before we let you go?
What, another pin event?
Yeah. Anything else in the works?
We might do one in August in TCH.
Okay.
Yeah, they're coming, bro. They're in the works. I'm gonna work with the fucking cave dwellers. And we're gonna fucking do a sick one in a cave.
Hey, we show
a cave near you.
Like Joe said, we'll all pitch in, fucking like throw a little fucking event. That'll be sick.
I'm already like already fucking I already know what we're gonna do. We're gonna have a fucking all you can eat. It's gonna be a bikini mud. What is that mud fight thing? Bikini
KY jelly fight.
Yeah, but it's gonna be like two guys.
Oh,
that way. Yeah,
two bears. Two bears, one
yeah,
cup.
Yeah, exactly. Two bears, one pool.
Yeah. Well, anyways, all right, guys. Yeah, it was nice hearing from you. So you'll see him at the Brujeria. When is it again?
Brujeria.
Brujeria, like that. Give it that fucking.
I'm not
that hard R.
I'm not that Mexican. I can't do that.
He's full bred, but he don't even know who he is. Dog.
Yeah, yeah. I'm confused.
I'm
a coconut. Well, anyways,
the 31st. The 31st. Save the date, and I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for calling me, Pico. Yeah. Yes.
It was nice seeing you. This is Han Cholo calling again, number two face painter
in LA.
It was nice hearing you guys, because you can't fucking see me, you dick. How many fucking Mickeys have you been drinking? But yes.
No, I'm drinking the Budweiser.
The American beer.
Yeah, the American beer.
Who's no longer American.
Yeah.
God bless America.
Yeah, God bless America. All right, homie. We're going to let you go. Finish it up. Hopefully we see you at the Brujeria.
Yeah. What am I going to do with these keats? All right, brother. We'll talk to you later. Thank you for calling in. We'll see you soon.
All right.
Bye. Peace. Damn. The audience loved them. So, now you got your first show, Joe.
Woo.
Brujeria. Yeah, there you go. That's how you say
it. Not Brujeriver.
Yeah. But you got that big ass pen too. I saw that came out.
Big ass
pen. That big one, the circle round one. I don't know. Josiah was holding it and showing it to me.
Circle pen.
Oh, and I was like, this big, yay big, like a three, like pretty big. You just gave it to him.
Me?
Yeah.
I gave it to Josiah.
Yeah.
A pin?
Yeah. The big one that you made.
I didn't make that.
No?
Bro, you're tripping me out right now.
What the
fuck? You got to show me like a picture or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not in front of me. What can I say?
Sean, he's boggling my mind right now.
But are you working on any new pins to come out or no?
I actually have a, I'm just going to say it, an EVH design I want to do.
EVH? Eddie Van Halen?
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit.
Non-licensed, but you know how it is.
Hey, don't tell the people. They don't know. But, yeah, that's in the works right there. Will it be ready for the show or not?
Probably not.
That'll be a good one, though.
They usually take like a month to get to you. Minimum.
How do they come? Ship? Plane?
Yeah, no, bro. The fucking Vietnamese guy, he carries it on his back to me.
Oh, shit.
And he
through the jungle.
Yeah, 2 months later, he knocks on my door and he says, package is ready, papa.
Damn. So everything's wide open and, like, you're mentioning all these shows going on. Dude, it's crazy how just, like, everyone just wants to come out and fucking play. And I don't know about you, but I think my mom was telling me Santana's even thinking about coming out. And we got Elton John coming out again. All these big...
Of retirement?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know what you would call it. But it just got that bad.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, bro. It's something else.
Yeah. Yeah. One other thing, too. Fucking since we last did the podcast. What's up with those fucking... The cows escaping Pico Rivera? Oh. I know you have the big homie. What's the Adams brother? Doesn't he live around there?
No.
Or closer? No? I thought he lives in Pico.
That's closer to Whittier than it is. It's in Pico, but you're practically crossing the bridge into Whittier. That's where that thing is at.
Yeah. I was tripping out. That
slaughterhouse.
Yeah. I was tripping out. Fucking imagine all those cows just... You're getting in your front yard and you got hundreds of cows.
The stamping thing I trip out on is that people like flip like, oh my God, look at the cows. It's like, dude, that was normal.
Yeah.
Not that long ago, just a few hundred years, maybe.
Yeah.
100 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, people have all the cows and ranch and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That ain't nothing new, dog.
Yeah.
It's new for city folks.
Yeah, it was just crazy, though. But it's like, dude, they literally fucked up houses and everything about that shit.
Oh, because they ate all the...
No, they're stampeding through the street.
Oh.
And whatnot. But it just tripped my mind.
Two cows they survived because they...
Oh, yeah, that one singer.
I don't know who, but they should have just let them all go. Like, fuck it, they escaped. But only two that
was meant to be.
That's what it tells you. It's like, hey, you can't go part of the crowd. Look at the two that went off on their own. They gave them a sanctuary. And it's kind of fucked up. Like, nah, you other ones, sorry. You guys got to die.
Yeah. Another thing now.
They should actually let them all the cows go, right?
Yeah, I guess. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you, too, another change of subject real quick. Is that now that we're officially on YouTube, you guys bring some... I want to see that guitar. You got to show the viewers. Oof. Now that they can actually see what we're talking about, you got to bring in that one guitar.
That is true.
And I don't know how you're going to work that in, maybe play a jam. Is it almost done or...
Yeah, it's done.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So you put everything on that guitar?
I put everything on the guitar.
Ooh,
I put it back together.
To be continued.
Yes, sir.
Damn, that's going to be a sick ass fucking... So what'd you do with it?
So,
is it heavy metal setup or?
Nah, it's more like use it as a dad rock fusion guitar.
Okay.
Yeah.
For an Ibanez?
Because that's the style. It's like a Strat. But it's still shreddy. That's the thing. It's like a Strat dad tones.
Okay.
But it has humbuckers and it has the whammy bar.
So what makes a dad tone guitar? The whammy bar?
No, actually, well, the whammy bar, like usually the metal boys... All those cute ass metal boys, they all use Floyd Roses or Kalers and shit like that. So
what's Floyd Roses?
Floyd Rose is like, it's a locking system. So
at
the nut it locks, and then you also lock it, and there's fine tuners on the bridge.
Uh-huh.
Because once you lock it, you can't tune from the headstock anymore. Like that's it. It locks at the
It stays in note.
It stays well, if you set it up correctly, it stays in note. That's what's kinda like, I don't recommend it for a beginner, but it's one of those things once you get the hang of it, like, dudes who play them, like, they don't want to play with nothing else. They're like, nope, it stays in tune. I could dump and they do all their tricks.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So if it doesn't have the humbuckers, then it goes out of tune very easily or what?
No, the humbuckers are a pickup.
Oh, okay.
Whereas a single coil, like, say, think of Pink Floyd, mm-hmm. that guitar sound, uh-huh. those are single coils. He's playing on the Strat guitar. Uh-huh. Or, like, Eric Clapton, you know, there's a lot of dudes that play Strats. I mean, you name it, like, the old Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's that sound.
Okay.
The single coils are, like, more smoother, you know, they're not as much gain, whereas mm-hmm. the double humbucker, it's, like, okay.
The heavy.
More heavier now you're getting into. I don't want to say, like...
Bassier.
Yeah, I don't want to say, like, AC/DC is heavy, but if we're comparing, like, classic rock, like, okay, now you're getting more crunch.
Yeah.
And then once the pickups started getting hotter, you know, the amps got hotter, the pedals, and, like, yeah. so more gain came into the situation. So, yeah. But anyways, yeah. the dad rock guitar basically is a chunkier neck. Maybe single coil pickups, but this case they're humbuckers.
Yeah.
Sound like humbuckers. And, yeah, like, usually the feel of it, and then the way that the neck is, because usually the metal guitars are a little bit more flatter.
Yeah.
On fingerboard. I know, but I'm like, doing a lot of action like this.
The locking bridge, though. Like, so if you don't have that and you're fucking around with the whammy bar, it'll just simply go out of tune or what?
It's easier to go out of tune, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Damn, all for this, like, knowledge.
That, for that one that I have, you just doing the do 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 yeah. do do do. Like, I'm not dumping too much on this.
But what about, like, you do that do, like, with the finger when you're bending the string? Will that out tune in real quick?
Not as quickly as the bar will.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that.
Because you're going from loose to tight again.
Yeah, you're fucking with the tension.
Yeah.
Of the strings, and plus, because that one has no locking nut, so it's yeah. just it's a regular bone nut.
You know who hit me up? Fucking my mom hit me up. She's like, do you know if they're still hiring over there at work? I'm like, oh, I think they are. Yeah, they haven't really hired anyone yet. Like, Joe's position's not filled yet. Uh-huh. His seat's still empty. And she was like, oh, yeah, I know someone that wants to work there. I'm like,
oh, shit.
I was like, who? And she's like, oh, Alex. I'm like, Alex. And for you guys that are listening and watching, this is like my mom's, I don't even know what you want to call it, fucking
booty call.
Booty call, boyfriend. They, long story short, we're together 15 years. He didn't want to get married. So my mom left his ass, but my mom's so, stuck in her ways that she just kept him around as a booty call, so he's still around our lives and whatnot. And
it's a friend.
Yeah, it's a friend with benefits, I guess you can say. And yeah, he really wants to do it. He was talking to me last time on Father's Day, and I was telling him, like, oh yeah, this is what they do, because he mentioned you, and I was like, oh yeah, he left. And then he was like, oh, what did he do? And I explained your job, and so I guess he's really into it. But the reason why I bring this up is, like, I was asking my boss, Alex, I'm like, hey, do you know if they're still looking? Are they hiring? Blah, blah, blah. I think I know someone.
Uh-huh.
I kind of told him the same thing that I told you guys listening right now. He's like, so you'd be okay with someone fucking your mom? And I'm like, working with someone, like, they ain't gonna be no problems, huh? And I'm like,
that's the funniest yeah. shit
I've ever. I get it, like, in that situation, like, if that guy is barely fucking your mom, but let's just put it this way, guys. I've seen him fucking my mom. Oh, there was that one incident shit. That I could have sworn my mom was calling me, and her dumb ass didn't lock the door, and I walked in, and she's riding the motherfucker, so... I've literally seen him fucking.
Oh my god!
So no, I don't mind. I've seen worse, I guess you can say.
Well, as long as you're okay with it, we're okay with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But he's like, oh yeah. He's like, I'm gonna be working around a bunch of young people. Like, nah, there's the homie Eric right there. You get along with him. How he likes to talk about those concerts back in the day.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
Dude, if those two guys start talking, I'm afraid nobody's ever coming back to work.
Oh hell no.
But I'm saying between them two.
Yeah.
They're gonna be on break permanently.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. But, like, one thing, like, speaking about, like, musicians and rock stars, I guess it's official, guys, but what do you think about Travis Barker being with the Kourtney Kardashian? I know, in my opinion...
That's old-ass news, but okay.
I know, but it's still official. Like, it's actually, like, the thing I brought it up, apparently there's speculation that they might be having a baby. I'm like, okay, so it really is going on and getting to that next moment. But we all know the Kardashians and how they like to go. I think she's the most real one, in my opinion. Out of all the Kardashians, I'm not saying which one would you fuck, but which one would you think you can be with in a long-term relationship?
None.
If you're that famous, so a rock star, I'm saying. If you're Joe Maserati and you're playing the Forum every Saturday night.
Oh, I don't know.
No? Put you on the spot there, dog?
I guess Courtney, I have no idea. Like,
it's not like you know them, I guess. Yeah. Maybe we will, because we're the number one cave podcast in LA.
I'm sure we will.
We probably will get invited to those parties sooner or later. But I was like, man, I thought it was like a publicity stunt for both of them, but I guess it's real. I guess it's real.
God bless them.
Yeah, God bless America. Well, anyways, I don't know. You have anything else to tune in, Joe?
I have no idea what we talked about for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Cholo, I talked to Cholo. We talked some dildos with him. And
Yeah
life some is cream. Good. Life is good.
We talked some Hydro Dip guitar coming soon. Is it Hydro Dip or acrylic dip?
A Hydro Dip?
Hydro Dip?
Yeah.
Coming to you to an episode near you. Yeah, you got to bring that in, Joe, because that shit's sick.
I just plugged it in. Fire.
Stupid. Yeah. You got to play it. We can plug it into the board, huh? Play a couple jams.
Yeah. Hells yeah, we can.
Yeah. Other than that, we got Aaron Stock coming soon. I'm going to start sending the DMs. Check your boxes. Because it's coming to a backyard near you. Please, no glass. I don't want to say an kind of give away a secret, but there might be a keg involved. I don't know. So we'll see. But if you get that message, you know what's up. But anyways, any last words, Joe?
Cave Dwellers out.
Cave Dwellers out. Thank you guys for staying around this long. This was another episode of The Cave Dwellers. We appreciate you guys listening. You can go ahead and find us on the cavedwellers.podcast on Instagram. Go ahead, check that out. And now we're on YouTube, guys. So if you're listening to us on any podcast platform, you can go ahead and check us out on YouTube. That is Cave Dwellers Podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Peace. Peace out. See you on the next one.
Yep. Got beef, got steak, hoe, got cheese, got gray A-hoe.